Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we're both on fire. We're burning up. Rick and Gary. All right, Gary, you're back on now. Go ahead.
I'm afraid that they're about to wake a sleeping giant. Now, you take a bunch of old people who don't have nothing to lose like me, and then you take the ones I'd be really worried about is the veterans are being crapped on by the VA and not being taken care of. And there's a lot of good policemen. There's a lot of good FBI. There's a lot of good people in government that are trying to do their job, but you and I both know what they're up against. But they're using this little tactic of picking us off one by one. Well, you know, that's a double-edged sword. You start playing with a double-edged sword, it's really easy to cut your own self. And that's about all I'm going to say about that. So,
very good.
Anyway, I'm offering a free service.
Yeah.
It don't cost nobody nothing. And I challenge them to ask me a question I can't answer. I don't care if you live in a high-rise apartment or you're out here in the middle of the woods. I got the answer.
Good for you.
So,
amen. All right. Give your email address one more time. It's Graybeard.
Graybeard, spelled with an E.
Mm-hmm.
I am English, of course. Like Greybeard, numeric 42, at bellsouth.net.
Excellent.
And I've got
I hope you do get some response and you can let us know.
I've got a 13-page survival list they can...
Mm-hmm.
See, survival's a never-ending thing. It's like an onion that keeps adding a layer every time I turn a computer off.
I know.
I put another layer on it. It's a non-ending thing. So all you can do is to get the latest revision, which I got a good start. I bet I got a hell of a lot more on my list than they got on theirs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. But you know, frankly, you're right. You're right, Gary.
I want to do something, but I didn't know what I could do that didn't cost me any money, which I don't have anyway.
Right.
I think that this is a good start.
Well, let's find out. Let's see what what kind of response you get,
maybe
and let us know.
Maybe they just don't care.
Well, some of that is true. Many people have given up. Many don't care. Many are rocking their way to heaven. And then there are those who just don't believe it's going to happen. So, I mean, you know, we just have to wait and find out. But I will tell you this. History will be our judge. There's no question about that.
I can't wait till them blue-helmeted foreign troops start running the ridges with these local deer hunters.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be funny.
All right. Okay, Gary, thank you for the call.
Okay.
Going to move along now. Thank you. And I'll take the other callers as they come in, 800-313-9443. This is your chance tonight to sound off. The article that I'm reading to you from on the Rumor Mill website was published by Professor Stephen Yates, Ph.D. in philosophy, and this goes back to 87, the University of Georgia. He taught the subject at a number of colleges, originally this subject matter, that is, having to do with all of this globalism, this police state activity, and how it really took off under Father Bush and Bill Clinton and now Baby Bush and the Congress of the United States. He's telling you it's already here. Next year will be the year. The Homeland Security, Mr. Chertoff, the Zionist double agent, who will have your name. Not that he doesn't already have it. He will have your ID. He will have a complete biometric readout eventually on all of you so that he can protect you. That's what he wants to do, protect you. Well, it's all unconstitutional, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, does it? Because we've been doing this since the 1930s. We've been taking the Constitution and shredding it. All right, and before that as well. We'll be right back. Henry will be up next. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay tuned for more only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Yes, I'm here, I'm here. I'm just taking a little sip here of a little seltzer. How's that? Mr. Seltzer. Well, I'm talking about a myriad of issues from Mrs. Clinton, Bill Clinton's record of corpsification of people along the way, and also talking about the real ID, which is really coming in next year, ladies and gentlemen, May 11th. Now, let me take more calls, 800-313-9443, and if you are a first-time caller, we will put you right to the head of the class. If you're an older listener, that is an old-time listener, or a new listener, of which there are quite a few of you, we will happily take you first, okay? But let's go to the phone now, and let's take Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, about this ID Act.
Yeah.
I was told there were some states that were fighting against it.
Maine is one of them, yep.
Maine is one?
Mm-hmm.
Any other?
Right now, there it is in various legislatures across the country where they're proposing pulling out. In other words, there's Arizona, Georgia, Hawaii, Missouri, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Utah, Vermont, Washington State, and Wyoming that are leading a rebellion to reject this. Huh?
That's a lot of states.
It is. Well, it's quite a few. So it's not just,
Maine. but not you and I, no Rhode Island.
No, well, Rhode Island is last in everything, especially if it makes sense. Forget it.
Oh, yeah.
We have this idiot attorney general now. We have an idiot attorney general who now says because of a homosexual married couple in Massachusetts that there's nothing in our state law to prohibit it from taking effect here. He's going to decide the issue. That's his opinion based on the information that he has, and therefore it's okay. If there's nothing prohibiting it, then it must be good. It must be okay, regardless of the burden that it may place on the community at large financially and morally. He could care less. He smells an election, and he smells political prosperity, you see, equity. That's the name of the game. Sell out for politics. Do what's politically expedient. Unbelievable, but true.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this. I think it's kind of ridiculous that they should have everybody stamped and ID'd. Meanwhile, you got all this millions of third world filth coming in the country. The open bank accounts or anything else. First of all, that's another thing, too. How do they get around the business of requiring this ID with a bank account, which could be kind of like a Social Security number when that United States code makes it against the law to open a bank account even with a Social Security number?
Well, they can, you know, first of all, you don't expect their consistency, do you? You don't expect them to be consistent, do one thing and actually say the same thing. They do one thing but say another.
But Vermont is definitely one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Maine.
And Maine. Okay. But nothing passed yet. But this being one, it's on the floor.
Well, Maine actually did pass the legislation declining participation in it. And
okay. So as far as the state of Maine,
right.
They won't have it.
No, they won't have anything to do with it.
All right. Now there's another state that passed the. I don't know. You probably know this. There's another. 'Cause see, you have a computer. I don't. Access to the web directly at your house. Another because my thing burnt out. Another state passed a law against the microchip. I think it was Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I think it was either Wisconsin or was it Wyoming? No, it wasn't. That's Cheney State, Wyoming.
That's
one
right.
of those states over there passed a law against the microchip. You can't put a microchip in without the person's signed consent. There was.
Mm-hmm.
I think the governor signed that, a matter of fact. So I don't know. Do they, Illuminati, they don't have all of these governors, but they have most of them? Because why would one of their governors do that in one of their states?
It has to do with political ramifications and whether or not, a politician can do something with the will of the people. It sounds good, they'll try to do it. If it doesn't sound good, it doesn't fly, forget it. They'll avoid it like a hot potato. But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
I know that because
that's the art of politics, my friend Henry.
Well, no, I thought most of them, if you belong to the lodge and you really at top in the order, like Clinton and some of those governors, they have to do whatever Rothschild and tell them regardless. Otherwise, your career is on the line,
and
you're out of there.
But the thing is,
there's another stipulation.
In the real world, they can take a step back and then take two steps forward, okay? The old dialectic. You're permitted that. If you want to go somewhere, it's permitted that, you can take a position. For instance, now Hillary all of a sudden is against the war, and she says, I wasn't against the war then. I voted for it based on the intelligence information I was given at the time. But now I'm against it. Oh, okay, that's okay.
Yeah, but Hillary,
you can
Hillary
be against it now.
Out of her mouth, though. She's not actually signing something now. I'm talking about these governors.
No, I know. I'm giving you an example.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, but she's
illustrate your
crap.
Example.
I know she's falling crap, though. I mean, that's not.
Well, they all are, right?
I mean, everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other thing is this. You say it's unconstitutional.
Well, not only me, but others as well, and Professor Stephen Yates in particular.
All right, other lawyers. Now, in what particular? I mean, I believe it is too. But what particular area? Let's say if I was standing in front of a judge, not giving a whole spiel. I know you have other calls, but. What's the main thing I would argue with that?
Well, there is no authority given in the federal constitution for this to take place. That is to have your driver's license, okay, taken as a product of the federal government and basically shifted over to the federal bureaucracy. There's nothing in there for the constitution that authorizes that. It is
right.
Totally ungood for any branch to do it, number one.
Right, I see, because that's not the same, a driver's license, that's right, because that's not the same also as a passport, because a passport is on a government.
Right.
But that's for foreign travel.
Right.
Right. Okay. So
exactly, Henry.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, I'll say this and I'll hang up, though. Whether it's, you know, I know some of these people aren't Christian. They are Luciferians. But I could tell with all of this stuff that they pass, you know, you were probably around, but I used to listen to Cooper with the books that they were, you know, he would read by some people.
I was aware of him, sure.
And, yeah, I know you are. And I could tell with all of this stuff, it's all still kind of religious and behavior-based with, you know, we have to control society, and so they behave, and it just has that kind of tone. You know, I kind of see things, feel things. I have a kind of a strong intuition, and I'm always picking that up with all of these things, along with all the multiracial stuff and trying to force that down to people's throat. This stuff is all kind of tied in together. I know it's treasonous and these people, but I don't think they're just doing it for the buck and the money and this and that, because some of them don't need the money. Like I said, Rockefeller just run off some money in a packet. I've seen it in banks, wrapped up in plastic, and just hand it to them, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just not money anyway. So it's not all of that. It's not all money. I mean, some of these people got money enough as it is. They can make more trading the Forex. They don't really need it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't believe all of them do. I'm not saying some of them are needed, so they're building themselves.
Well, you
up.
Know what it is, and you're right, but also there are those who have it and want more. Too much is never enough. You know, you've heard that expression.
Yeah, you know, I hear that, but I don't know. I've heard some people who were multimillionaires, even a billionaire. You know, I don't know. I think it has to go beyond that, though.
Oh, it does. No, I'm not saying it doesn't.
First, unless you got a big business.
I'm not saying it doesn't. It gets into really the evil, the world of Satan, yeah, and the control. They want control over others. They look at the world as a playpen, you know.
It's religious-based, though. Mm-hmm. It's religious of all the stuff that mankind to evolve crap. And that's the thing. I know and understand what you're saying about greed. I mean, I could use $100 million myself. It'd be fine. But you know, there's many ways of making it, though. There's so many other avenues if you have the seed money, though. You know what I'm saying? That's what doesn't make sense. I mean,
exactly.
You know, you talk to, what's that guy's name, that great economist, what's his name, Robert Chapman. Don't you think if he had about $20 million, if he knew what to do, he could multiply that to $40 million trading the Forex?
Mm-hmm.
Know what he's doing? He could, or more.
Mm-hmm.
It'd take a little time. Maybe they'll get by a little faster.
Yeah.
So whether it's taking 3-4 years, maybe they could. They may have to do it, and they get it in one or something like that. Unless they got some big mortgages on their mansions or something. But that's what I'm saying. I think they're using this money, and this stuff's not money anyway. They're using this money and greed stuff as a ploy and a cover in a way. So we think it's a class thing, and it's all a religious. They must be controlled and kind of all this. Religious evolution. So I think for a lot of people who really knew what the true reason was, what a lot of people do, especially people young or old, they would be so outraged. Because even if you're religious, I know this for a fact, and I saw that you could correct me with this, but I sense most Americans really aren't, kind of like the Northern Europeans, they're really not into all this religious stuff. I mean, now correct me if I'm wrong, but I sort of see that everywhere.
What religious do you mean? What are you referring specifically?
Well, I mean all of it. I would definitely say the Luciferian. I would say the Christian stuff, too. All the stuff that mankind must get together and world peace and all. I mean, look at the thing with Benjamin Krim and the thing he got with Cher and the amount of members there. There should be much more, you know, and a lot of stuff they have publicly. And it's also there's a big generation gap, too, with people of younger ages under 45 or under 40, except for ones directly related, you know, to Clinton or Cheney, all those politicians or whatever, that aren't as interested. You know, one guy from the CFR squandered the money from the trust that some his parents had. They were CFR. They had a certain amount, I say this ago, they had a certain amount of money put to so-called foreign affairs, so to speak. And he did stuff similar like what I would do. He after they died, they trusted him with it. They passed. He took the money. I don't know if he squandered all of it, but he had an old party with, you know, girls and other things. But he wasn't interested in that stuff. They were interested. Also, Manly P. Hall's sons and daughters. He had two sons and daughters.
Yeah.
I called the Philosophical Research Society out in California. There is a different organization and different people taking and managing that because the sons and daughters of Manly P. Hall were not interested at all.
Okay. Henry, I got a break, but
you
put a lot on the table. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay,
we'll be right back with more callers in just a moment. 800-313-9443. Scott will be next. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we've been talking a lot about the Real ID Act and other things as well, as you've noted. I wanted to get into these problems with the border, and Shannon McGauley has contacted us of the TX Minutemen organization, and we're going to endeavor to get this guest on. It'll have to be next week, who will tell you about the problems and persecution he's gone through in serving the Border Patrol and what is going on there that most people, most Americans, have no idea, no idea what this government is doing to those who would try to protect the borders. Now, of course, we know about Ramos and the other gentlemen there, who, of course, are serving sentences now for the incident that took place at the border, Mr. Combian. And there are more incidents like that happening all the time. And Bush, of course, will not pardon them as of yet. He knows that if he does, his head will be on the chopping block. If he sets a precedent to protect the borders and protect America, which he's sworn to do, then, of course, he will be cutting his own proverbial ugly throat. This is how treasonous this government is in Washington. And how they are working, they are the enemy. Make no mistake about it. They are working for the dismemberment of your nation. And this is what we try to impress upon you each and every day on the broadcasts. All right? Just keep that in mind. We'll talk about that again next week. Tomorrow night, of course, Kurt Hyde will be with us talking about the scam of elections and the federal legislation, the law, having to do with mandating so-called election reform, which has been a total disaster, as we've seen. There's so much to this, it's just incredible, and that'll be a very blockbuster-oriented program. Now let me take some more calls, all right? Scott in Illinois is next on the program. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air with me, Scott.
Hey, Rick, how you doing? Thought I'd call in.
Thank you.
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. So.
Oh, you're a first-timer, huh?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
good.
I've been out here. I woke up about a little over a year ago, so it's been pretty overwhelming for me.
And what made you wake up, Scott? What was it that did it for you?
I'm not really sure. It just little by little, It started with the vitamins and minerals opening my eyes to the fraud of the FDA, which then led to tuning into different radio stations, leading to a shortwave purchase, and then that led to the satellite dish, which then I was able to find you guys and been pretty much addicted ever since.
Well, that's wonderful. You're one of the truly illuminated ones in the positive sense of the word.
Yeah. It's been quite a shock, but I basically wanted to, maybe try to connect with some of the people that are just waking up to this that do find it overwhelming. I certainly can relate to them, but I found some comfort in, getting myself prepared and educated. With, of course, getting on the websites that pertain to all this stuff and then listening to RBN and getting the DVDs that educate you and just doing small things to try to wake people up in conversation, I just made a simple business card with a series of websites on it that pertain to, RBN, government websites, just right on down the list, all of them. And, when you do strike up a conversation with somebody, no matter what it is, and you lay a business card on them and say, give them an opportunity to look into it for themselves.
Yes.
Break the ice with a deception dollar.
Good for you. Mm-hmm.
Or a Constitution handbook, and just try to get people to wake up that way. It kind of makes for a better day when you think that you've, taken a chance of planting a seed in somebody else,
Well, that's it. When you plant the seed, you never know when that seed is going to grow.
Absolutely.
And it may not grow this season, but it might come out next season.
And I've learned a lot by trying to come on too strong with the ones that have been the closest to me, because those are the first ones that write you off as some kind of a crack.
Oh, sure,
so
sure.
The strangers that, the people that you don't even know, you just give them a smile and strike up a conversation, and the next thing you know, it pertains to something that's going on in the world, and then you just pass them a business card and say, here, check out these websites. These are alternative, informational websites, anything to leave them with. Keep them, make them think about the conversation after you're gone, and maybe you have planted that seed. Maybe they will take off and start doing some research, but I don't know.
Well, that's true. No, everything you've said is fine. I agree with you. I'm glad that you're doing that, and you're doing it, without hesitation. It does take courage. It takes determination, and it takes a conscience to be able to do that. Today, people have been so dumbed down and cultured down that they care only about what makes them, their sensory, shall we say, what they react to in terms of stimuli. That's all they care about. For the most part, unfortunately. When they get to hurting, though, that's when they're most apt to listen.
That's right. That's right. And I've been in the home improvement business for a while, so I like to talk to people at the home improvement store.
Sure. All right. Well, hey, if you want to hang on, you may, but I got to take a quick break. Be right back with you all. Thank you very much for your call, Scott in Illinois. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
I'm back. Yes, sir. Rick Adams with you. And I don't know if we still have Scott on the line, do we? Are you there, Scott? I guess he hung up. All right, he dropped off. All right, but we're going to take another call anyway as soon as we can. 1-800-313-9443. I think it's Rick in Florida, is it? Rick? Is that you, Rick?
That's me, Rick.
Okay, it's Rick to Rick.
You know, Rick, I hear you talking about the sons of Satan and the fathers of liars all
yes.
the time, but it seems like all your guests have Jewish names, and then I hear this guy Henry calling into all these shows.
Uh-huh.
He sounds like a Lower East Side Jew from Manhattan, and he never has 2 cents of anything to say. I don't know what he says. But he goes on forever, and nobody ever cuts him off. And I just, it really is confusing. And you have names like Chapman and Kay and Goodstein or whatever it is, you know, on and on and on and on.
Well, Chapman.
Why are we having, like, good Irish names or Italian names?
Well, you can't go by a name, you know, Rick.
Well, sure I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
I've been going by names all my life, and I've been.
Well, all right, how about Smith? Does that impress you, Smith?
Smith doesn't impress me. That's a neutral name. No. But when
okay.
I hear a name like Mick something, anything but McConnell or McCohen that could be or McCowan or something like that, You know, I know names, so I know what to look for. And I know that Chapman is a Jewish name. I know that K is a Jewish name.
Well, how do you spell K? I want to ask you, how do you spell K?
Well, you know, they can change the spelling, but I mean...
So what's the significance? I still don't understand the logic here now. I'm trying to figure this one out. Well, you're saying K, you mean Dr. K?
Yes, I'm saying like Danny K.
Okay, that's not the spelling. Dr. K. K is short for another name. K is the letter, not the name.
The K, okay. Well, what is the name?
I've read it over the year about 200 times. It's Khalil, Qasim Khalil. I don't know if that's
call him Dr. K.
Yeah. Well, but that's not a Jewish name, my friend.
Well,
and even if it is, so what's the business? What's the problem?
I find something is very fuzzy, and I don't like it, especially when this guy like Henry gets on, and he goes on every single show on RBN over and over and over again with caca, nothing but caca, and he's like welcomed in with open arms. I don't understand it.
Well, I understand you have a point of view, and we're letting you speak. We're not cutting you off, but that's fine. I just wish that each caller would, instead of addressing other callers, just address an issue and talk about what is really the most important issue that you need to talk about. Not what the other caller is saying, but what do you offer? What do you bring to the plate is what I ask people. Yes.
I would bring, when I interview somebody, I would ask them flat off, what are you? Are you Jewish or what are you? Because I don't want to hear a Jewish name and then go along with the ride here if I don't know the answer to that question. You know, that's what I want.
And that's all you want to know.
I'm going to beat around the bush. I'm saying, look, are you Jewish? I want to know where you're coming from. Are you Christian or are you Jewish? Because I'm not going to play this game with you.
Well, what if you're neither, though? What if you're neither Christian or Jewish by religion? What if you're something else?
I want to know that.
Okay.
I don't want to beat around the bush. Let's go right at it. What are you?
Rick, at that point, what's your next question?
What's my next question?
Yeah, after you've established the identity, what's the next question? I'm just wondering.
Well, what's the answer to that question?
And then what do you proceed from that point on?
If he says he's a Jew, my first question is, what is a Jew? That's what I want to know. What is a Jew?
Uh-huh.
Because I've heard it's a race. I've heard it's a religion. I want to know what it is. You tell me, because I hear different things from all different Jews.
Uh-huh.
I don't hear different things from Christians. I know what a Christian is. Tell me what a Jew is. Why do you say a Jew is a race?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the race of Abraham? Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not.
It's interesting you should bring that up, because right now, as you know, once again into the news is this debate going on right in Israel over who is a Jew. That's the question. That's the debate.
Question we need to get to the meat of. We can't be beating around the bush with caca about the stock market. We need to know what a Jew is and how we're going to identify the enemy that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And
all right.
If we can't identify it, we can't fight it. So that's all I have to say, Rick.
All right. Okay. I appreciate your call. All right. Thank you very much. That's his viewpoint, and we allow it. And you can debate it until the cows come home. And, I mean, I understand what he's saying. I just think that the pitfall is when you judge a person by a name or by a face, and you cannot always go by that to establish identity. And this is a real big problem, as I said, right now in Israel itself, which is really the only institutionalized racist state now in the world, the question is, who is a Jew? And why is that question relevant? Well, because Jews have their own state. They're given preferential treatment. They're given status where no one else will be. No preferential treatment for anyone but one race. So they do ask the question based on race and not just religion. That's an interesting question indeed. But that doesn't establish all of what we need to know. The real question from the scripture has to deal, in my opinion, in my reading, is who is a Kenite? And who are the friends of the Kenites? And who are not the friends of the Kenites? Who are with God and who is with Cain? And that is the mark, I think, that we're talking about in the end times prophecy, the mark of Cain. It's not necessarily a mark on your skin or your head or your hand. It's a mark inside. It's the mark that you carry with you in your thought processes. Yes. You follow? That's the issue. The mark of Cain. All right? Keen, Cain. Abel, Abel. Righteous Abel. Evil Cain. Get the Cain? Yes. And hit him. And hit him with the cane, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We're going to go right back to the phone. Art in Texas is next on this program. He fell off now? What happened? Why do they jump on and jump off? I don't know. Okay. All right. We'll take the call. You call right back, Art, or whoever else is there that we can get on the line quickly. I'm bringing out this Real ID chip, this Real ID identification card, which will become the chip. 2008, and the Professor Yeats has, I think, done a fairly decent job, rather lengthy job, on the Rumor Mill News website, in which he's talking about how this will take effect and how the Congress always manages to pass these bills as appendages to omnibus bills, to other bills, you see. This is how they always manage to sneak things through. And, you know, he talks about the step-by-step process. There are five problems with this whole business of getting birth certificates and proving ID. And one of them, the DMVs, he said, will need to contact the municipality that issued the licenses and ask them to confirm they have a birth certificate on file. Number two, many of these files do not exist in electronic form. Therefore, a clerk will have to locate the physical document in paper files stretching back decades. Number three, the birth certificates are not standardized, thus the DMV clerk and the jurisdiction clerk will have to compare copies to verify the issuance, validity, and completeness of the original. The potential for bureaucratic snafus is enormous. Number four, the DMV clerk will then have to certify completion of the verification process. In order to complete the conversion from the present system to Real ID, this will have to be done for approximately 190 million driver's license holders in the United States. And finally, there will be people for whom birth certificate information cannot be located, much less verified, because of the displacement of records, destruction, and so on and so forth. And that adds to the problem. All right? So, here you go, ladies and gentlemen. This monstrous monstrosity, indeed, in Washington, Homeland Security will be entrusted with this responsibility to keep us safe, of course, while the illegals continue to walk across the border in droves, sneak in, come in on boats, smuggled in on boats, and so forth. They want total and complete identification of you and your whereabouts, and your phone records, and your email, and everything else that you do with regard to your finances, your bank account, and so forth. Does this sound like the freedom which George Bush loudly and vociferously proclaims? No. All right. Let's take some more calls. We got Art on the line now. Art from Texas, are you there?
Hello, Rick.
Hello, what happened, Art?
Sorry, I got disconnected there briefly. Okay. Glad to have you back.
I'm glad to have you back, too.
Thanks. I heard you talking in the beginning of the show about Clinton and the ways in which he's compromised.
Yes.
And while I don't disagree with you there, I don't think we're going to have it any better with the Republicans either. I think the real flaw that we have in our political system is that we think we have a two-party system. but yeah. there's really no substantive difference between the two parties.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I didn't say anything to tout the Republicans, did I?
No, you certainly didn't.
Not at all.
But I think this is probably where one of the issues that people really don't want to get to is if we're to remedy this problem, what we need to do is make some sort of amendment somehow to our Constitution or somewhere in our state electoral process so that elections just don't go all to in a state. If a candidate has 5% in 10 different states, he has no hope of getting any representation in Congress. All political sentiment gets filtered through this two-party system, which is really essentially a one-party system.
It is. It's a bad system, and you know, it wasn't always that way, and that's what corrupted the Electoral College system. It's not the original Electoral College anymore.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It doesn't even resemble. Some night I'm going to go over that, the Electoral College, and talk about that and how that has been bastardized and really taken over by political parties. And the political parties today really are one, as you point out.
That's exactly it. And the other thing that really bothers me is the issues that do go up for debate by the parties are actually relatively trivial. The big things about outsourcing, about globalization, about even the Fed's control of interest rates, the money supply, never gets discussed. It's not up for the public. The only thing we get to decide on is, well, there might be a few people who really care a great deal about, I don't know, about gay marriage or about the right to abort a 9-month-old fetus. I don't know, but those are actually they're not really the driving issues of our time. It's all window dressing in a sense. It gives some people a convenient sense to think that yes, you have a huge say in the system, but to most people, most of the most important things that affect our lives are not really voted on. I mean, you look, we're close to going to a war in Iraq. And both parties are pretty much lining up exactly in the same spot.
Yeah.
It was the same. It's the same with the war in Iran.
Yeah.
Everybody knew. Sure, Bush lied, but everybody knew that Bush lied. All those Democrats. Nobody was losing sleep thinking that we're going to be done in by Saddam Hussein and his weapons of mass destruction. Nobody believed that. And it just—I mean, to me, it just seems like it's all window dressing, and it's kind of a flaw somehow in our legal system that we allow just two parties to seize complete control of the legislative process.
Right. No, you're right, and it's you know, we could go on for hours, do a whole program on that as well. Suffice it to say that the political reality today is dominated and controlled really by the same people that control the major media.
That's true. It's all one and the same.
As long as the media will not report and instead distort and don't give the American public the fair chance that it needs to understand what really is going on, who the candidates really are, the libertarians, the constitutionalists, and so forth, then, of course, there is no hope politically of changing the situation on a grand scale. There's no way it can be done on a congressional or a massive level having to do with the White House, for instance. None.
Exactly. I don't know what the solution is, but somehow all these people who have these political sentiments that really get no expression inside our political system need to at least line up behind somehow amending the legislative process so that other views can be presented and we don't have just a two-party stranglehold. It's essentially, basically, they're not very different from one another.
No, they're not. I think the Internet, though, really is the immediate medium for doing that.
Well, that's definitely true. I mean, without I just listen to your show on the occasional micro FM broadcast, and
right.
then when the FM transmitter goes down, I found it online on the web. So
great.
That's how I keep up with the show.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate your calling in. Are you a first time caller?
I'm a second time caller.
Second time. All right. Make it a third, and it's good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. All right. Let's see. We have Scott back from Illinois. Scott, call back. Hello, Scott. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, Scott.
There you are.
All right, you're back again.
Yeah. I meant to respond to the one caller about the Wisconsin passing the law with the chipping of the people, and they were the first. They were the state to do that.
Well, were they the only? I don't know,
but I find it ironic that they are the first state to pass the national ID card. So I thought that was kind of ironic.
Well, there you go. Six of one, half dozen of another. Up and down,
right.
huh? Right. Well, you know, right. Guys like Tom Tancredo running for president, you know, he was one of those that supported this whole crap about 9/11, you know, so-called remedies, including the real ID. But he's also, you know, against the illegal invasion. So, you know, it's like these guys will jump on any bandwagon when it fits their opportunity. But when the rubber meets the road, hey, you have to, unfortunately, you have to reject all of them, sure. In my opinion.
Absolutely.
Okay, yep. Thank you. Yep. Thanks, Scott, for jumping back and giving us that information. Excuse me. But that's my point. Ladies and gentlemen, don't worry about the presidency. That's a lost issue. That's been lost for about a century, believe it or not. Okay? One of the last good presidents we had was the one who was given the tar brush of scandal, and that was Harding, Warren G. Harding. He didn't last very long with the Teapot Dome so-called scandal, and there's a reason why. We'll be right back in the last few minutes, 800-313-9443, Rick Adams.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com. The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All righty, we're back now, and for the gentleman who just called, we don't have to take the call on the air. You wanted to know how to get in touch with Gary in Tennessee for his survival information. And he's already gotten a bunch of emails now, apparently. Greybeard42, that's G-R-E-Y, Greybeard, one word, 42@bellsouth.net. That's the address, I believe, if my memory serves correct. And he's already getting emails. So hopefully a few hundred more will come in the next day or so. Meanwhile, let's take Mike, I believe it is, in Texas. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Hello there, Mike.
Good to talk to you.
Thank
Rick.
You. Thank you.
Great programs. Enjoy listening to you. I just have a comment and maybe a question.
Okay.
People call me and people like you and other people that try to get the truth out conspiracy theorists.
Among other things, yes.
Well, yeah. Well, don't they realize that the true conspiracy started way back when the Lord kicked Lucifer out of heaven?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Isn't that right?
The rebellion, yeah. Right there.
And it's going on, and it'll go to the end.
You're right. You're right, Mike.
That was my comment.
Well, thank you. You summed it up so simply but so beautifully. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, that's true. And when people say they don't believe in conspiracies, well, they better empty the prisons, because there's a hell of a lot of people in there now who have been convicted of conspiracies. So empty the prisons, open the gates, open the cell doors, let them all out, because it didn't happen. Now, of course, there are some that were railroaded, yeah, some that probably should not be in jail, and others that should, who put them there. But let's not kid ourselves. Conspiracies exist now as they have since that day of Lucifer's fall to the earth. And indeed, conspiracy is what makes the world go round. That's what makes it interesting, doesn't it? That we can pinpoint and expose much of it, not all of it, but much of it, on the programs that we have. And we do have more freedom here now than you will have anywhere else. And you know that. You know that talk radio is controlled. You know it's a fraud. You know it's artificial. It's nonsense for the most part. And I don't listen. To be truthful about it, I don't spend a great deal of time when I'm at the radio listening to talk shows across the country because they are boring. They are very boring, and they are very contrived and very, very dishonest. So I don't want to be a part of that. Read. Get on the net, read, get informed, learn what you need to do and how to protect yourself. But most of all, get into the scriptures. Get right into the scriptures, right into the heartland of it. All right? And really you'll begin to open up a whole new world to yourself if you're willing to do so. All right? You shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. Free from what? Free from all deception. And all lies and all propaganda. Tomorrow night, we'll do it all over again, Lord willing. 9:00 Central, our guest, Kurt Hyde, is scheduled to come on. And he is very, very informative on the election process and the controls that are put in place. Diebold, ESNS, touchscreen voting, and much, much more. We'll be talking about the Georgia case and other things as well. So you stay tuned to rbnlive.com, republicbroadcasting.org, and stay tuned for Mr. Whalen next, right here on RBN. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Good night.